The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Somebody with a really, really nice home. Like ridiculously nice. Sitting outside enjoying the spring weather when all of a sudden, and they make a point that they had propped open the window or the door to their house because they just wanted the nice air coming in and out, whatever. And they saw their family cat running across the yard, followed by a slightly bigger non-family, non-pet cat called a bobcat.
Oh. One local family woke up to quite the surprise on Sunday morning, and it wasn't breakfast in bed, but instead a wild animal encounter inside of their home. Look at your screen right now. Yesterday morning, the Spencer family was just hanging out in their living room enjoying their Sunday when all of a sudden a wild bobcat ran in their house. Take a look at that surveillance video on your screen right now. It captures the bobcat's path. Neil and his family propped open their back door as they were soaking in the weather when they noticed that their pet cat had sprinted through their door, and only seconds later after that, they saw that the bobcat was chasing just behind it. The family says it climbed on a few pieces of furniture and then tried to escape through a window.
Yeah, luckily, it's like, this doesn't look like outside.
Yeah.
How do we get out of here? What is this inside place?
Well, you're not kidding. This is a beautiful house.
Yeah, a lot of expensive hardscape and landscape.
Putting green.
A putting green, maybe a par three course that ends at that green.
I mean, just those Adirondack chairs that are around there are thousands. Handmade and there's thousands of dollars a piece.
Like, why are they so expensive when you slope the back on those things?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Come to find out, they actually have a zoo off to the side, and look, this is their bobcat that escaped.
This is a water slide into their pool. That's amazing.
Yeah.
A window. Nice. Now, luckily for the family, their pet dog, Daisy, came to the rescue.
The little dog, just the little high-pitched yelp that always drives me nuts, actually saved the day because she ran her out of the house or ran the bobcat out of the house. I was nervous and my heart was pumping. What about you?
Yeah, Cora was just like, come on, Serenity, we need to get out of here. Like, we need to get safe.
Now, Neil tells 27 News that they've encountered lots of wild animals in their backyard. Some of those animals.
The bobcat, they just showed it running across the yard, and one of those tiny lap dogs is running after it, like, I'll tell you, don't you ever come back here again.
He has more of a goofy bounce than a run.
If that bobcat turns around, wagging. That thing is dead.
Realistically, though, that little dog was probably running, like, be my friend.
This house is too big. Nobody pays attention to me.
I hate that cat, too.
Yard. Some of those animals include foxes, coyotes, and of course, bobcats now. The family is always alert for wildlife.
Well, then by all means, always leave your door open.
Thanks for sharing a list of animals they've seen in their yard. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
That's great.
Seems like they're pretty, you got two pets that are easily grabbable by those predators.
And you leave your doors open.
Yeah, okay.
You know, you have windows for that with screens and everything.
Right. You'd think an expensive house like that, that has all that landscape, like $100,000 worth of landscaping before you kick the pool in, you'd think they would have screens in their windows.
Well, they spent all their money on hardscape. They can't afford screens.
Steve, will you grab the woman who has a possum problem in her house while we're talking about animals in the house? You know, possums are your friend. They don't spread disease. They eat ticks.
Yeah, they eat a lot of bugs.
I just hate the spelling.
They're the reason that what are they? They're allergic to the bites of some of the most dangerous venomous snakes. They're not allergic. They are resistant. And possums are the reason we have some of the antidotes that we have. You should love possums.
Yeah,
I don't know why when I became team possum, probably when I saw a TikTok about possums yesterday.
Oh, probably. I mean.
Could be when.
Little baby possums are pretty cute.
They are. The bigger ones, though, man, you want to throw them in the river.
They're kind of ugly.
They're like hairy rats.
Yeah,
they're kind of ugly.
But this family does not like their possum infestation.
A few unexpected visitors has one homeowner ready to move. Zakiya Brown and her family woke up to quite the surprise last week when they found a possum in their house. And little did
they're showing it. It's just creeping out from behind the toilet between the sink and the half bath.
Yeah, he's just hanging out.
That would be weird.
And little did they know the furry friends kept coming. Griffin Demarais has the story.
When Zakiya Brown first saw the possum, she had to do a double take, not knowing what it was. But she soon found out that these little guys were not just playing possum.
What the hell?
Good one.
What the hell?
I would consider this a pretty normal reaction for what Zakiya Brown has dealt with over the past week. Because she has seen not one, not two, but seven different possums.
Seven?
Since last
Dang!
In her house?
I mean, no.
I was just walking down the hallway next to a trash can in the middle for no reason.
This place for sale?
Yeah.
Since it's last about Thursday. To
be. Once again, I look. Thought I seen something. Nothing. But this third time, it was something. It was sitting on the side of my foot, just sitting there.
And with the most recent interaction coming today, with one that was just looking to hang out in the bathroom.
Early this morning, my kids was getting ready for school. My daughter went to go brush her teeth, and it was hanging out on the turret. Just hanging out there.
That's hilarious. So I was just going to ask if it was hanging by the tail like you hear they do in the wild, and there hanging from the towel rack.
Yeah,
it
looks like hanging out. It looks like a loofah.
It looks like a feather duster.
It does. Yeah. Can you imagine you go in there to grab a towel, and you just hear,
nope.
No way, right?
Don't like that.
My son, my 13-year-old son, we kind of like trapped him in. My 13-year-old son put gloves on and grabbed him by the tail.
Possums are mostly nocturnal animals, but sometimes are seen in daylight, especially when food is scarce. And the fact that the last couple that Brown and her family have caught have been in the day is enough for her.
And then coming out in the daytime, it's time to go. Because it's been more, the last two we caught in the morning time, right before the kids go to school in the bathroom. So it's just like, no, I got to go.
She was able to catch three of them, but there are still four on the loose, which Brown is still searching for. But no sign.
How weird would that be, searching your house for possums? Oh. Like, they just showed her opening the doors underneath the sink and the vanity. Yeah. Like, opening them, waiting for one to jump out and bite her, like when Buddy the Elf hugs the raccoon. You need a hug.
No sign. And Brown and her family are so caught up with it all that they can't sleep.
I'm scared. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I'm terrified. Like, I can't sleep. Like, I'm terrified.
And there's not much that has been done to help Brown and her family get the animals out. She called animal control last Thursday, but as of today,
they never showed up.
I think you probably need to call, like, a pest removal service,
yeah,
right?
I would think so. I mean
the news is one thing. They did great. If you woke up and a possum was snuggling with you, like staying warm like a dog or a cat might, once you got over the initial shock, wouldn't you think it was kind of cute?
No. Not at all.
Howings is a hard no. Nope. Steve?
Kinda.
Kelly?
I don't think I'd care for that.
Maitland, you look like a yes.
Yeah. That'd be so cute. Yeah.
Like you lit up at the very suggestion that a possum would snuggle with you.
You just wake up, you move really slowly so you don't scare it, and it's harmless.
Their paws look like their regular skin, like it would feel like a baby's hand on your face. That'd be weird. There's a baby in my bed. Nope, it's a possum.
Yeah, he's just petting me.
What if its tail was in your mouth? That'd be weird, right?
Oh, man. Yeah, if you're just kind of sucking on it.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.